Whenever I see a girl in a gold bikini, I think of Princess Leia. Here on the Gold Coast, gold bikinis are common, so I think of Princess Leia a lot. Princess Leia doesn't stand for any nonsense. When the giant slug made her wear that ridiculous bikini, she whipped out her chain and gave it a thrashing. Then she changed Quick Smart into something more sensible. Dance with the hottest crowd in town. Our stunning waitresses will ensure punching the radio off button. I squeeze my car into a metered spot near Cavill Avenue and glance at my watch. Late again. The good thing about working in Surfers Paradise is that the meter maids will be along soon to stick money in the meter. That's if they don't recognise my parents' bombed out Daihatsu, in which case they'll know I'm no tourist, but a shameless leech on the system. I jog up the street, jumping sideways to avoid getting wiped out by a guy with a 9-foot surfboard on his head. A tout calls out from a doorway, gesturing towards his shop. "Get your stuffed koalas, didgeridoos, and akubra hats here, folks." Well, that's what I think he's saying. As I don't speak Japanese, it's hard to be sure. I nod at the tout. He nods back. Seiji's All-Australian Souvenir Shop and Outback Bar is my regular lunchtime haunt. I don't buy much, but it's always quiet in there compared to the hustle-bustle of the street. Seiji is nice. He never seems to mind if my ice cream drips. He's a good salesman, too. As I push through the door of Gold Star Investigations, I pause to savour the thrill it gives me. Here I am. Straight out of school, and already a private investigator in training. It's funny, though, how when dreams come true, they're never quite what you expect. I hadn't thought it would be so hard to work with Roscoe. He and I are no strangers. We grew up on the same street in Southport. He was 1 year ahead of me in school, but we hung out together after hours. Roscoe was Luke Skywalker and Han Solo to my Leia. We took turns to play Yoda, and very accomplished in Yoda speak we were. The Force was with us. I misheard this phrase the first time he said it, before I watched the movies, and "the horse is with you" became our little in-joke. Roscoe ditched me as a playmate when he turned 10, and I didn't see much of him for a while. It soon became clear that he hadn't ditched me to hang out in the skate park with the other boys. Roscoe had his eyes on broader horizons. He started his first business when he was 11, selling funky caps online. At 14, he switched to designing apps for businesses and made some serious money. Now, he's thrown all this capital into opening Gold Star Investigations. The Gold Coast, he says, is crying out for PIs. He's changed a lot since we were playmates, but I suppose I have too. Roscoe's been in business for 6 months, and I am his first employee. My relationship with him as CEO is different to when he was Han Solo. From the moment I started, a week ago, he's treated me like an IQ challenged sidekick. My role is clear. I am not Princess Leia, Nancy Drew, or even Batgirl. No. I am Watson to his Sherlock, Hastings to his Poirot, Robin to his Batman. Roscoe has now become something of an enigma to me. He makes out like he's a typical Aussie surfer boy, but he's never been that. How many 19-year-old surfers start their own PI business? I know why I'm in the game, but as for him, no idea. He says it's purely business, but I'm not buying it. If he was trying to make money, he'd have stuck with IT. As I sprint up the grey-carpeted stairs, my glasses fog up from the effort. I burst into the office, and, even through the haze on my lenses, I can see that Roscoe doesn't look happy. "Sorry, Roscoe. You wouldn't believe the traffic." Hudson rang, asking after his background check. "Yeah, sorry. I'll be right onto it." I slink off to my corner. My work to date has revolved around two things: internet searches spiced up with a bit of surveillance. This involves sitting in bushes, taking shots of men doing things they don't want you to see. Crouching in bushes is the assistant's job. Exactly what the manager's job is, I haven't yet worked out. Fast talking and hustling, perhaps. Roscoe's good at that.